This is a digital copy of a audio cassette tape. On the label of the tape, it says Message from Josh and Jeremy, July 16th, 1978. This is Josh and Jeremy Smith, who were quite young at the time. And Josh and Jeremy are the sons of my sister, Maylin Smith, and Steve Smith. And the recording is of them talking to, Josh and Jeremy talking to their great-grandparents in Sweden, who they mention, Helen and Oscar. And they say Mumu and Mufa, which is a which is in Swedish, mormor in Swedish is grandmother, and morfar is grandfather in Swedish, but actually it's their great-grandmother and great-grandfather. Following Josh and Jeremy speaking on the tape, and I think Josh, maybe Jeremy singing, is some recorded tape. I think it might be, the artist might be Jimmy Miller. This is Leonard Holmquist in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 2011.
Jason. Jason Marilla. Jason Mufasa. This is Josh. Jason Mumu. Jason Mufasa. Here's a Mufasa. This is Jeremy. Happy birthday, Marilla. Happy birthday, Marilla.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Ella. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess today. We're going to Sweden. We're going to come see you. Mumuhella, Joni and Mommy and me and Jeremy are coming on the airplane to see you. The big airplane. The great big one. We're going to stay with them for a while with you. We're learning Swedish. Yeah, I guess good day. Tack så mycket. Varsågod. Ett, två, tre, fyra, fem. Hey, some for Osa. We're going on a big, big airplane. We're going on a great, great, great big airplane. What do I mean? Johnny's coming with us. And Johnny's coming with us. I'm getting with us. And I am Jason Aunt Luda. Jason Uncle Roy. We're gonna come see you. We're gonna Yeah, teacher, I play frisbee and dominoes, and I'm going to be the scorekeeper. I played dominoes with Mommy last week, and I was the scorekeeper. You live with the scorekeeper at your house.
Are we going?
We're going to Sweden on September 5th. The airplane's not gonna get there till September 6th.
At 1:30.
Can you pick us up at the airport?
Yeah.
Has Uncle Carrie or Uncle Lenny been to your house? Do you know what Uncle Carrie does to me? He swings me up in the air. When can you come to our house? We'll share my bedroom with you if you come to my house. What? We'll let you play with my toys. We got to see Uncle Eggman night. Here's a little while ago. Eggman sang me some Chinese songs. Do you know some Chinese songs? Also, do you know some Chinese songs? We're gonna sing a couple songs. Happiness is to know a savior, living a life, living his favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is to know a savior, living a life, living his savior, having a change. And my behavior, happiness is the Lord. This is the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it change your Jesus comes. This is the light of mine. Hide it under your bush. Oh, no! I'm gonna let it. Hide under a bush. Oh, no! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush. Oh, no! I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus asleep. We had the stars in the sky, looked down where he lay, lay down asleep on the hay. The cat to all the wings looked down from the sky and stayed by my cradle till morning is nigh. I put my coat on, I put my gloves on, no. I put my coat on, I put my gloves on, I put my hat on, go outside and play. Put a boot on this foot, put a boot on this foot, go outside on Bumper Show. Bumper Suit is made of umbrella. My tomorrow has been a perfect day. May you find peace and laughter on the way. May God keep you in His perfect care. Truly brings us together again. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Doe.
Hey, Doe.
Hi, Momo and Mufat. This is Maylin. It looks like we're finally coming to Sweden. We will be leaving L.A. September 5th. On flight 932 at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we will arrive in Copenhagen September 6th at 1:30 in the afternoon. Then we will leave Copenhagen on flight 162 at 2:45 and arrive in Göteborg at 3:25 on September 6th, flight 162. Joni will be with us, and myself, and Josh, and Jeremy, just the four of us. Steve and Johnny will be staying home holding down the fort. We will be able to stay until September 25th, and we will leave Göteborg then at 10:45 in the morning on flight 433. We're really excited that we're coming. The boys are asking every day if it's time to leave yet. They're getting already packing their things, trying to decide what toys to bring with. Anxious to see you all. This has been long in the planning, and it looks like we're actually going to get there. Joan and John send their love, and I repeat, Joni will be with us. So it will be just the four of us, Joni, myself, and Josh, and Jeremy. And we'll see you on September 6th, flight 162, at 3:25 in the afternoon, Göteborg. Hey, doll. Happy birthday, Momo.
I have seen his spirit stand among the shattered fragments of my mind, piecing me together from the splinters of my faith that he could find, teaching me to reach for him on just the solemn promise that he loves me. With no excuse for living, but believing that his love will never end. Oh, I wish that I could say his name out loud for you, the way my heart can feel what he does. I'm not ashamed to say I need him, I don't want to walk alone. I don't know the reason why he ever stopped to wait for me again and again. But living just meant dying when I looked into his eyes and walked away. But loving him's more beautiful than anything my helpless soul can say. Tears of God had touched my heart, the times I thought my troubles were my own. On streets that led away from him, my aching soul just never felt at home. Those lonely steps of leaving when I only need to turn and see him smiling. And run into the arms of God and let him stop the tremble that has grown. Oh, I wish that I could say his name out loud for you, the way my heart can feel what he does. I'm not ashamed to say I need him. I don't want to walk alone. I don't know the reason why he ever stopped to wait for me again and again. But living just meant dying when I looked into his eyes and walked away. But loving him's more beautiful than anything my helpless soul can say. Loving him's more beautiful than anything my helpless soul can say. Into my winged craft to make my way above the Rockies of New Mexico. Those jagged peaks I flew, my destination was 300 miles away. Far below me were the canyons and the little mountain creeks, the rocky ridges and the rugged piney trees. And as the sun danced off my shining wings, below me I could see the glistening snow that lay upon the rocky steeps. Then suddenly, without a warning, on that sunbright cloudless morning, something struck my little craft to make her shake. And it was all that I could do to keep her level as I flew. The mighty mountain wind had bowed my life to take. As many men will verify, there are dangers in the sky, and they often can't be seen by human eye. And suddenly I realized my life was jeopardized as the turbulence from the mountain wind grew high. Now we were violently shaking and my confidence failing, almost torn apart it seemed by deadly forces. And as my trembling hands began to shake, I feared my little craft would break. This rocky turf below would be my grave. Then my thoughts went back to many years before. A little craft upon the sea was near destruction. Then the mighty voice of Jesus spoke, and dreadful storm winds ceased to blow, and they marveled at the power of his instruction. Then a voice from within me seemed to say, if you say to that mountain be removed, and if you believe, it will obey you in my name. In my name it will obey you. Well, then I felt a surge of courage and my strength returned to me. And I saw a mighty miracle that day. For the death winds lost their strength, and as he filled the air, I told the wicked winds to be still in his name. There are no words that can be said, there are no songs that can be sung to describe the power when on his name I call. For he placed his arms around me and he showed me not to fear. The name of Jesus is mightier than all. And there are many men in danger of those jagged cheeks in life as they're motivated through the storm and its pride. But they've never known the voice of one who speaks peace to the wind. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is life. Jack Campaign was a wicked man. He stole from friend as well as foe. Jack Campaign never cared about anyone. Jack Campaign was all alone. Then came his day to stand before the Lord, to give an account of his life. He said, I'm sorry, now I don't want to die. And Jack Campaign began to cry. And the Lord said, sorry, I never knew you. Sorry, but it's too late. Sorry, I never knew you. Depart from me, you seal your fate. Considered a good man by all the people throughout the land. John L. Jones had a good book on his shelf. John L. Jones lived for himself. Then came his day to stand before the Lord, to give an account of his life. He said, I went to church, you know I paid my tithe. But all the Lord said was wine. And the Lord said, sorry, I never knew you. Sorry, but it's too late. Sorry, I never knew you. Depart from me, you sealed your serve the Lord both night and day. With all his life, he sought to honor God, and at his feet he learned to pray. Then came his day to stand before the Lord, to give an account of his life. With tears of joy streaming down his face, he said, my king died in my place. And the Lord said, enter into the kingdom. Enter in, my friend. Enter into the kingdom. For now your life will never end. Thinking that by his wonderful grace, he has made you mine, not just for a day. when the wind blows and the storm comes along. There'll be no separation, not just for a day, but for a lifetime. We won't be swept away, for we'll be in his sunshine. And when we have company, and they want to know what makes our eyes dance so free, and makes our faces glow, we will let them know. It's because of his victory, how he suffered for our vanity, how he died to make us free. La 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 la. And when we have little ones running all around, we'll let them know from the very start that miracles abound. And when we are gone, their faces all aglow, they'll live on to tell the story, how he loved us so, not just for a day, but for eternity. We have found a mighty friend, and he has made us free, not just for a day, but for eternity. We have found a mighty friend, and life has lost an end. What he told, the time has come to bear my heavy load. The holy city will be the end of the road. Going there to die on Calvary. Going there to suffer because of me. See the palms spread out along the way. Listen to all of the people say, the Son of David has come today. Nobody knows just where he'll be. At the end of the week, because of me.
Because of
me. In the garden, he kneels down to pray. Can't you put it off till another day? That's all right, I'll do anything that you say. All alone in agony, facing death because of me. On the cross, his blood flowing down. The dying king with thorns for a crown. It is finished. darkness all around. See him there up on the tree.